For a more sobering story, a study released this week by the Department of Veteran Affairs reports 15% of women in the military deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan experienced sexual trauma while in service. It also found that nearly 1% of men reported similar experiences. On the line now is Dr. Rachel Kimmerling, a clinical psychologist at the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System. Dr. Kimmerling, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I should also add you were one of the principal investigators of this study. The numbers are disturbing. Can you explain what you found?
Well, we looked specifically at veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan who sought VA health care services. VA has a universal screening policy for military sexual trauma, so we examined the health care records of those veterans that had been screened and looked at their experiences of sexual trauma and the diagnoses of mental health conditions in those that reported military sexual trauma.
How do you define sexual trauma?
Well, in VA, sexual trauma is really a healthcare term that's used to refer to a psychological trauma, which in the judgment of a VA healthcare professional resulted from sexual assault, physical assault of a sexual nature, or sexual harassment. But the focus is repeated, unsolicited, verbal or physical contact of a sexual nature that's threatening in character.
So
it's a set of experiences that can occur during active military duty that can be associated with significant mental health consequences.
So give us an example of what one of those surveyed described.
Well, there's been some research on the kinds of sexual assault or sexual harassment experiences that these men and women report. There's sexual coercion, which refers to being treated badly if men and women don't cooperate with requests for sexual favors or sexual relationship, implied promotions, or threats of hazardous duty or other kinds of retaliation, or another set of experiences that is referred to as unwanted sexual attention, which is kind of repeated unwanted touching, attempts to establish a sexual relationship. And you can imagine that during services, these kind of ongoing experiences can be quite psychologically traumatic.
I think what was particularly stood out was this notion of quid pro quo that you've just described, particularly as in, if you will not engage in some sexual act with me, I'm going to send you out on the front lines.
Yes.
I mean, is that part of it?
And again, our data didn't specifically capture these kinds of experiences, but there is a considerable field of research on sexual harassment and the consequences of those kinds of experiences in particular.
Well, Doctor, since we're new in the experience of having women, you know, close to the front line like this, is this behavior something that comes directly out of the culture in the military that you know, they're not really fundamentally in control of, or is this something fundamentally new?
Well, you know, unfortunately, sexual harassment is not unique in the military. Again, other research does find rates of sexual harassment tend to be higher in largely male environments, and the military is a very male-dominated environment. Excuse me.
No, go ahead. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I read some reports that commanders were reluctant to address the issue out on the battlefield. Is that a component?
Can you say a little bit more about that, please?
Well, just that commanders were reluctant to confront issues of sexual harassment, that they were reluctant to engage in some preventative measures that might be undertaken to minimize those kinds of incidences?
Well, you know, as VA healthcare providers, our focus is on veterans, and this means they're already discharged from military service by the time they enter our care. So our data really can't focus on the primary prevention there, but I think we can focus on the secondary prevention of intervening in a timely and effective manner to kind of prevent the secondary mental health consequences of these experiences.
So what do you do now with this information that you've gathered?
Well, I think this information shows, I think the VA's universal screening policy for sexual trauma is quite remarkable. I think many of us, when we think about post-traumatic stress disorder or psychological trauma among veterans, think first of combat trauma. And so I think these data really raise awareness that the mental health issues of veterans really extends beyond that and includes these traumatic sexual experiences as well. And I think our data show that asking about these experiences is feasible. Providers are asking these questions. Our patients are willing to respond with these experiences, which can be very difficult and stigmatizing to talk about. And I think what's notable to us in healthcare is that those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are really the first generation coming back from a large-scale conflict to such a comprehensive set of services in place. So the possibilities for prevention are really excellent.
Dr. Rachel Kimmerling, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Rachel Kimmerling is a clinical psychologist at the National Center for PTSD at the VA Palo Alto Healthcare System.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.